Baby. Whoa, hey, what's going on? Slow down, baby. You're going to hyperventilate. Just take some deep breaths with me. It's gonna be okay. Deep breaths now, okay? Good boy. Now, can you tell me what happened? Oh, baby. I'm so sorry that happened to you. My poor baby boy. Nightmares are never fun to deal with, are they? Come here. Let me give you a big hug. There, there. It's okay. I'm right here. I've got you. That's it, baby boy. Just keep breathing and lean into me. I'm never, ever gonna let anything bad happen to you. How are you feeling now? Any better? Oh, well, do you think that some kisses would help? Why don't we try it? How's that? Well, judging by your smile, I'd say that did the trick, didn't it? Now that we've all calmed down, do you want to talk about it? You can tell me whenever you're ready. I always have the time to listen to you. Really? Oh dear. No wonder you were so shaken up. That must have been so scary. Hey, no. Let's not start worrying about it again, okay? Just breathe with me. Calm down, baby. Just breathe. There we go. Just remember that you're safe now, okay? The nightmare can't get you, and it definitely won't hurt you as long as I'm here. Of course, it's not a problem for me, baby. Why would you say that? I don't care if I have work tomorrow. You are my number one priority. Always. Look at me, baby. I will stay up as long as I need to. In order to make sure that you feel safe. Yes, even if I have to stay up all night, I can always phone it in for a day off at work, but I can't take a day off our relationship. You're worth so much more than that. I love you, my baby boy. And that means if you have problems, I'm going to be right here. Right here to help you through them. No, you don't need to thank me. Hold on. What did you just call me? Really? Because I could have sworn that you just said, "Thank you, Mommy." Hey, there's no need to be embarrassed. Baby. Although, I will admit your blush is absolutely adorable. No, it doesn't bother me. Why would it bother me? There's no way I'd think that you're weird for calling me that. I mean, I already call you my baby boy. I take care of you. And I'm definitely the more dominant one in our relationship. In hindsight, I'm surprised you didn't say it sooner. Can you look at me, baby boy? It means a lot that you'd call me your mommy. Knowing that you feel safe enough around me to use a language like that. Well, let's just say I know I'm doing my job properly. Yeah, I like it. It implies a lot of things. Things like, I'm your protector, your provider, and I'm the rock you can always lean on. I love being that person for you, baby. It's an honor. Really. Are you still too flustered to speak? Baby, that's fine. I think we both prefer this over all the panic you were going through earlier. In fact, I think I'd like it if you'd call me mommy more often. Be honest with me, baby boy. Would you like to call me mommy again? Then don't shy away from it. If calling me mommy feels right to you, then just say it. Can you promise me that you won't hold back? Good boy. Very, very good boy. I think you've brought out a whole new side of me. My precious baby boy. A new side that just wants to spoil you rotten. What have you gotten yourself into, huh? Now then, how about we get you back to bed? Mommy's baby boy needs his beauty sleep after all. I know, baby. I know you're still nervous. And that's okay. We'll take things just one step at a time. First, let me give you another kiss. And now, come lay right on my chest. I want to to keep you as close to me as possible. Are you comfortable, my sweet, sweet baby boy? Good. Now just relax, okay? Let mommy's heartbeat just ease all your worries away. Let it soothe all your anxiety and chase away all the nightmares. What do you think? Are you safe enough to fall asleep now? Well, what if I tell you a story? Give you something to focus your mind on? All right. Just lay back, baby. Relax. And let me spoil you just a little bit. I haven't exactly told you a bedtime story before, so I might be a little slow. I do have to make it up on the spot. Once upon a time, in a nice, warm cabin just beyond the forest, there lived a mommy and her baby boy. Now, mommy was always the protective type. She wanted her baby boy to live a safe and happy life, no matter what. But while she did enjoy keeping her baby boy safe, he was not a damsel in distress. He was strong, intelligent, and very, very capable. He could do anything he set his mind to. Why, he could even order mommy around if he wanted to. And she would listen. And one day, that baby boy decided that he wanted to take a nap. And so, he did. He slept for so long and so peacefully until a werewolf came from the forest and attacked. The werewolves in the forest, they had no love in their hearts. And that's why baby boy was their target. Because he had so much love in his heart, more than they could ever imagine. But the attack was in vain. Baby boy had woken up to the sound of all those terrible growls, and he slayed it with his very own hands. After mommy heard about this, she had baby boy pack up her things, and they moved very far away into a home beyond the mountains. They had settled into their new home right beyond the mountains. And they let out a sigh of relief that the werewolves wouldn't be a bother anymore. And there, they stayed for a while, living in peace. And then one day, The baby boy decided that he wanted to take a nap again. And so he did. And he slept so long and so peacefully until a yeti came from the mountain and attacked. The yetis on the mountain, they had no love in their hearts. And that's why baby boy was their target. He had so much love in his heart. But baby boy woke again. He woke to the sound of their horrible teeth and he slayed them with his very own hands. And after mommy heard about this, she had baby boy pack up all his things and they moved far, far away. They moved into the walls of the kingdom. They settled into their new home and sighed relief, knowing that the yetis wouldn't bother them anymore. And they stayed there for a while, living in peace. And one day, baby boy decided again that he wanted to take a nap. And so he did. He slept so long and so peacefully until the king came from the castle and attacked. The king up in the castle, he had no love in his heart. They were after baby boy because he had more love in his heart than they could ever imagine. But baby boy woke up to the sound of trumpets and wondered why all of this was happening again. He paused for a moment and he came up with a plan to put a stop to this once and for all. He realized that the reason for all of these attacks, it was the evil in their hearts. All of these creatures were jealous. And he knew just the way to banish this evil from the world. He ran to mommy and he gave her the biggest hug that he could. And mommy hugged back. And the two of them shared the true love kiss. And that kiss was so powerful that it sent shockwaves throughout the world, banishing all evil from every creature in the land. And in doing so, he gained the trust of every single person in the kingdom. Because of his noble deed, the king decided to give up his crown. And thus, mommy became the new queen. And baby boy became her prince. They had settled into a new home inside the castle, sighing relief that the evils of the world wouldn't bother them anymore. And there they stayed for a long while, living in peace. And then one day, baby boy decided that he wanted to take a nap. And so he did. He slept so long and so peacefully until Mommy woke him up with a big, big kiss. And the end. Mommy loves you, baby boy. And she will give you all the kisses you deserve. I know you haven't had much of a nap, but I do know you love Mommy's kisses, don't you? You love them so, so much. My sweet baby boy. Would you like some kisses before you sleep? Just a few to soothe your mind and empty all those thoughts away. Anything for my sweet baby boy. Such a big blush on that face of yours. You're so cute. I'll give you a kiss right on your forehead. To get rid of all those thoughts. And then a kiss on your nose to make sure it doesn't get cold while you sleep. And then a kiss on each cheek so they're bright and rosy red and so they know that they're loved. And then a kiss right here on your lips to make sure they are feeling lonely from being there so long and not being kissed. What's that, baby? You want more kisses? Of course, darling, of course. We can do a kiss on each side of your neck so you can breathe nice and easy. And so that I can feel your heartbeat right on my lips. And then a kiss on your collarbone, your bones that are oh so strong, that work oh so hard. And then a kiss on each shoulder to make sure they're nice and soft and relaxed. You don't want to sleep with your shoulders all tense, baby. And then a kiss right on your chest, right above your heart, so that your heart can directly know that you are truly loved. And then a kiss on your tummy. Your tummy that is always so full, always well fed, making sure that it knows that it's loved. That every part of you knows that you're loved. And then, all the way back up to my baby boy, to look into his beautiful eyes and see that big old grin on his face, to tell him that he's loved. And to give him a big load of kisses right on those precious lips. Finally, make him relax. There you go, my good boy. Mommy loves you, but you know that, right? Mommy loves you so, so much. And you're such a sweet baby boy. Sweet dreams, baby, okay? Have very sweet dreams. And dream of me.